State lawmakers won't vote on a $15 minimum wage bill until next year. Senate President David McBride says the earliest the legislation will get a vote is January. State Senator Darius Brown's bill proposes raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. It advanced through the Senate Labor Committee Wednesday, but McBride says it must also go through the Senate Finance Committee because of its fiscal impact. About 3,000 state workers currently make less than $15 an hour. Raising some of their wages to $11 in January would have cost the state an estimated $850,000 in fiscal year 2020. Brown's legislation continues to raise the minimum wage by a dollar a year through 2024. The total cost to the state is nearly $31 million. Governor John Carney says he's worried the proposal could have unintended economic consequences.
The first jump in that bill seems like a big jump to me. I just think we can do it more thoughtfully. I understand and appreciate and support the objective of the bill.
The state's minimum wage is currently $8.75 an hour and rises to $9.25 in October. State Senator Brian Townsend, who is a sponsor of the bill, says it's meant to lift people who work hard out of poverty. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.